Okay, we're doing the holy letters from the Rebbe, and this is a milestone because this is letter number 1,000, in volume 4, letter number 1,000. I mean, it's not like we did 1,000 letters, but we did about maybe about 400 letters, maybe?
Yeah.
At least. We did 400 letters or whatever, okay. And this is also a letter addressed to a woman because it begins with Bracha V'Shalem, with blessing and peace. Okay, so here, the Rebbe is responding to a letter from a Shabbos Kodesh Tazria that's dated Yud Iyur Tavshin Dal from Brooklyn, New York. And this is responding to your letter from a Shabbos Kodesh Tazria, in which you ask whether you should accept the suggestion from Agudas Yisrael, to travel together with the principal teacher, also from Bais Yaakov, for the duration of the vacation trip, as in a shlichus, an agency from Bnois Agudas Yisrael, the daughters of Agudas Israel, to the countries of Western Europe, to organize branches of Beit Yaakov, Biti Bnois Agudas Yisrael, and also to gather money for this purpose. And you're asking my approval. This woman is asking the Rebbe to go out there and to create branches and to collect money for these groups. So, Rebbe says, if the purpose is to organize branches of Beis Yaakov, that's proper. But as far as collecting money, if it's possible, you should sort of stay away from that. You should try to get out of that part. And while you're asking me my question, if I agree that you should fly in a plane, if there is no possibility to go by boat, so certainly the flight will take place in a proper time as far as the temperature, the weather, and also in a big plane. So they do it in such a way. So, this is, apparently, this woman was traveling from Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to Europe and to do these things. So the Rebbe says, as far as this, the actual item, I'm a little surprised, because I know, the Rebbe says, the situation in Eretz HaKodesh, Tibon of Zekon, and the situation in Israel, that there are many children, boys and girls, who still need a kosher education with Torah and Yiras Shamayim. So certainly it's precious, all powers of education that you have locally, especially that the situation is such that during all times and every hour and every day, children, boys and girls, are being snatched away from the root of their, where they have been carved out from where they come from. And this is known that in Israel, actually, a lot of the kids that came from the Arab countries, from the Muslim countries, they were taking them away from the Yiddishkeit. They had an inherent belief in, you know, the Yaldei Teiman. There's a lot of sad history, unfortunately, in which they snatched away the children from their normal environment, which would be the Torah-based environment, and they tried to secularize them, and eventually they ended up with a lot of problems, and a lot of criminals came out because they didn't really
replace it with anything.
Yeah, didn't replace it. And these were kids that were against their will taken away. But the Rebbe says this, that once they taken away, afterwards it becomes very difficult to bring them back to the kosher chinuch once they've been taken. And therefore, the Rebbe says, it would seem that instead of traveling to outside of Eretz Yisrael on a questionable, it's questionable, I mean, if it needs, not sure, maybe there's a fitting worker there, maybe there is local forces to do that. But the Rebbe says, at the same time, there are boys and girls, hundreds and thousands, that are right away there, and they're in danger of being lost spiritually, God forbid. So the great and holy obligation for all of those that are local, that are there, to do whatever they can to save these souls and to influence on others to participate in this work. Anyone who saves one Jewish soul is as if they saved an entire world, especially if we're talking about tens and hundreds and thousands. I would be interested to know whether the group of teachers and the friends that gather occasionally to deal with matters that interest them would also bring up the subject about the days of Chassidus and the matters that are fitting to the Torah of Chassidus, and especially your part in it, well, that takes place too. I give a very hearty regards to your parents, may they live, and with blessings for all good to them and to all that is to them. So here, while the Rebbe answers the question, she didn't ask the Rebbe opening up Beis Yaakov is good or not. So the Rebbe says, yes, that's fine. Collecting money, no, not for you. But then the Rebbe adds that the whole idea of traveling elsewhere to try to find doing good for education while there is a desperate need right where you are. So the Rebbe questions that whole approach. I guess I'm not sure exactly what happened, but that was really good.